Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he kept us with our minds stayed on him. Oh, I tell you, so much going on in this world today. Oh, my God. When you look back over our lives and we see where we was versus where we are today, oh, my God, so many changes. Oh, I tell you, Jesus is soon to come, and he say he's coming back for a ready church, y'all. We here at the Ready Church trying to help you to be ready when Jesus come. Oh, he say he's coming back for a church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. Oh, God, I'm telling you, there's so much going on from day to day. But the Lord has kept us another week, y'all. He brought us through, and we just thank him. So many that was here that's not here today. And we don't glory in that, but we just praise God for keeping us and giving us another chance, some new mercy and new grace on today. We just thank him because he's worthy to be praised. There's so much goes on from week to week and from day to day. You know, as I always say, you know, it's always something going on. It's always something to pray for. It's always something to give God thanks for, too. And we just thank him on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do enter in with thanksgiving this morning and with praise, oh God. We worship you. We honor you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We give no one else the glory and the praise and the honor that's due to you, the true and living God. We thank you, God, for our families on today. We thank you for our friends. Oh, God, we thank you even for our enemies, God. We pray for them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that hate us without a cause on today, we pray to minister to their hearts. Oh, God, you can reach where we can't reach, oh, God. We just pray and look to you and trust you to work it out, oh God. We pray for those that are dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts today, and we pray for those, oh God, that are in bereavement on today, God. We pray for that family on today, the young man that went over in the bridge on the other day, God. We pray for his family, God. We pray that you would strengthen them, not only him and his, not only his family, God, but those, oh God, that's dealing with so many things that's coming in people's lives, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for them on today. We pray for this entire nation, God, this nation that have forsaken you, this nation that have turned their hearts away from truth, this nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for everyone today, God. We pray for the sin-sick nation that they will turn their hearts back to you, oh God, before time is too late. We pray for those, oh God, that just need you on today. And we praise you. Think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. I pray I'll make a difference in someone's life in this last and evil day, God. We pray in the name of Jesus that their scales will fall off their eyes and their ears would be unstopped today, that they will hear your word on today, God. You say, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church in this last hour. And we just thank you. And to you be the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. I tell you, like I said, there's so much going on. And there's so much to pray for. There's so much You know, the Bible said to watch and pray and stay alert, you know, and he told us of warning signs. I'm telling you, the signs is right before you. Can you see the handwriting on the wall? It's on the wall. Everywhere you look, the word of God is being fulfilled. You know, the love of many waxing cold, you know, and people don't love like they used to, and people don't respect like they used to. And, oh, it's just so much going on in this last day. The word of God has already warned us that these times was come. And I thank him for having eyes to see and ears to hear. The word of God said, I once was blind, but now I see. You know, when you're in sin, you can't see. But when you get born again, he will pull the scales off your eyes and he will unstop your ears and you will begin to see and recognize the things that are happening around about you, who it is. It's the enemy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and that life more abundantly on today. You can have abundant life in Christ on today. All you have to do is just repent of your sin. Turn your heart over to God and ask him to save you and to just use you and to lead you and guide you. He will come in and lead you and guide you into truth in this last hour. You know, like I said, it's just so much, you know, we here at the Radio Church trying to help people get prepared for, you know, we look at so many things and we see so many changes even, you know, they got robots and just taking over people's jobs and, oh, my God, it's just so much stuff that man wants to be God so bad. I'm telling you, he don't want to obey God, and they just want to rule, you know, and getting everything set up for the Antichrist, you know, and the mark of the beast system is real, y'all. Oh, yes, it is. The Bible talks about it. You know, it lets us know that, you know, you can't serve God and mammon, too. The mammon God is everywhere. People don't want God because they, you know, they figure they don't need him because they're getting stuff. You know, you got a house, you got cars, you got money, and you feel like you just don't need God. And that's what the enemy wants to do, is to take you away from the word of God, take you away from, you know, biblical principles that you need to live by. Because, see, heaven and earth going to pass away, but there's not one jot or tittle of God's word is going to pass. I'm telling you, people are leaving here every day, every minute, every second, every hour, somebody's gone. And you never know when he's going to come at your door. And we here at the Ready Church, as I said, we want you to be ready. And we want to be ready when Jesus comes. I'm telling you, you know it's evil in this world. I'm telling you, the word of God has already warned us. The wickedness of man, he said, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so is it in our day. And we can see it today that we're right back to the same old thing that took place before the flood. And I'm telling you, and it's right back again. You know, those same spirits, you know, that led people away and astray is back again, leading people away and astray from God's word, away from his truth. That's the only thing that's going to keep you. That's the only thing that's going to save you is the word of God. In this last hour, we need to run like never before. The other day, I was looking, and, you know, you see so much, you know, but I thank God that a lot of these young people that have gotten into different things, into, you know, Greek, you know, fraternities and Masons and stuff, and they're coming out. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God. You know, and it took me back to Paul, you know, and if Paul dealt with a lot of, you know, Greek philosophers and stuff, you know, in the book of Acts, you know, he dealt with this, you know, and I thank God because the word of God says there's nothing that's hidden that shall not be revealed. You know, you think you've gotten away from with stuff, you know, you've been hiding for years, thought nobody would never find out about it. God is pulling the cover off of this stuff. And what he wants to do is when he pulls the cover off, he wants you to repent. And, you know, and he will forgive you. I don't care what sin you've been in, what thing you have done, you know, you may have even murdered someone. God will forgive you and cleanse you of your sin if you're sincere. You know, about your forgiveness, he will cleanse you and forgive you of your sin today. And it's also important. You know, a lot of people don't understand it's important to seek God like never before. Seek the Holy Ghost. You don't hear people talking about the Holy Ghost. It's your keeper. I'm telling you, it's been keeping me for over 48 years. I'm telling you, I could not have kept myself. You know, as I gave my life to the Lord, so Lord, if you save my body, you save me, you heal me, I was going to run on and see what the end is going to be. And I'm running all I know. You know, and I'm trying to, you know, get others to run on with me, you know, get in the race with me, you know, before time is too late. He said narrow is the way, but people want to be on the broad road. Everybody want to be with something big, or doing it big, you know, like I always say, everything big don't mean it's God, because see, when your body swells up, sometimes you got infection and it's big. But that don't mean that it's good, right? It's poison in your system, it could destroy your organs and kill you, you know. But we're here at the Reddit Church just want to make a difference. Well, I've been talking about Paul, and I've been reading, you know, in the book of Acts, you know, talking about Paul. And then I've been studying about the Holy Ghost, which, you know, I it's so important. A lot of times people get saved, and, you know, the Bible say, you know, you add 7 more spirits worse than the ones you had when you just give your life to the Lord and then turn your back on him. You know, but sometimes people give their life to the Lord, and they don't get the full understanding of what they've done. You know, when you don't have nobody to encourage you and tell you now you need to read your word, you know, like you feed your body every day. You know, you feed your spirit every day. You know, that's what you need to do. You know, you feed your body every day, physical food, and you need to feed your spirit, spiritual food every day. The Bible says, give us our daily bread. That's the word of God. Give us our daily bread. So like I said, you eat physically and you need to eat spiritually in order to grow, in order to get strong in the Lord. That's how you get strong, by prayer and seeking God, seeking his face and asking him for direction. And that's the purpose of the Holy Ghost. You know, like I said, a lot of times people get saved and they stop right there. And then they go right back and do the same thing because they didn't have keeping power. The Holy Spirit will keep you. The Holy Ghost is a comforter. You know, the Word of God, we're going to get right into the Word of God this morning. I mean, I look, and like I said, and I see so much, and I'm so glad a lot of people coming out of these brotherhoods, sisterhood, and stuff. But Jesus, answer. It's not no person. I don't care how much you've been hurt and you feel like, okay, well, if I get it, I ain't have no sister and I don't have no brother, so I'll just get with the brotherhood and sisterhood and they're going to look out for me just like, you know, we family and all that, you know. And, oh, my God, the devil use any trick he can to get you away from the what you need, the word of God. Everything else is going down, friendship, all that stuff. You know, people would say they never leave you and all that. You get with a man, he's saying, I'll never leave. Get with a woman, saying, I'll never leave. And they walk away. But one thing for sure, Jesus is a foundation that will never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be your friend. He'll always be there with you. He'll be there when you're alone and you feel like you ain't got nobody to talk to. You can talk to the Lord just like I'm talking to you right now. You can have a conversation with the Lord, and he won't even tell nobody, but he will do something about it. He will save your soul and make you whole. But like I said, I've been studying in the book of Acts. So we're going to start here, and then I want to kind of explain to you about the Holy Ghost, too, because a lot of people don't know. Like I said, you know, you give their life to the Lord, and then it go right back. The smoking and drinking and cussing and doing all these things that you want to be set free from. Like Lee Andrews, she said, you know, she's still a young lady crying out for help. You know, but these, you know, preachers and stuff, they're so money hungry. And, like, you know, with TV came in with all this mixture of religions and stuff on that program, that's how all this stuff came in. You know, everybody was coming together, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Presbyterian, Islam, all belief, all, you know, the mixture with Jake's talking about many ways to God now, because all this mixture of, you know, religions and stuff, snake worshipers and all these Buddhist worship, everybody, you know, we're serving the same God. They said the devil is a liar, but here Paul going to, you know, explained to us through the word of God. You know that, you know, these Greek philosophers, and which is man's thought, they want to rule everything. And I read it to you the other day. You know how they all, the kings of the earth are coming together, leaders and stuff. They're trying to take over. They want to run this world. They don't want to listen to God. Out with you, God. Out with your prayers. Out with commandments. We ain't got to listen to the commandments. And like I said, if the kids maybe saw, thou shalt not kill, and thou shalt not steal, and thou shalt not bear false witness, and, you know, and love your mother, and, you know, honor your mother, honor your father. They saw this stuff. This world would be totally different. This is 60 years ago. This world, people respect, even if they wasn't Christian, they respect the word of God. They stood on the biblical principle. But today, that's why our nation is where it is today. But I always be so stirred because I see so much. You see so much, and you want to help people. You want to just shake them and wake them and say, come on, can't you see the signs of the time? Can't you see that things have changed? Can't you see that the devil is at work? And, you know, and the Bible says every wicked, evil imagination of man's heart, they were doing it. And you can see it today. I mean, just gross stuff, you know, people killing their children and, you know, the children killing their parents, and all just so much evil. I mean, it's worse now than ever before, and the Bible says it's going to get even worse as we get closer to the end, because the devil knows that he's running out of time, and he wants to take as many as he can to hell with him. And I know people say they don't want to believe hell exists, but who's killing, who's stealing, and who's destroying people's lives is the devil, and he comes to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But today we want you to know that you can have life in Christ. You can have a new beginning. You can start over. Maybe you didn't grow up in the house of God or didn't grow up with biblical teaching. Get in your Bible, and he will lead you and guide you. He will teach you. Like I said, you know, sometimes people get saved they don't ask for the Holy Ghost, which is your keeping power. God said he's going to send the Holy Ghost. We're going to talk about that today. You know, that will lead you and guide you. And that's what's been keeping me, y'all. I couldn't keep myself. And sometimes, like I say, you hear people say they were saved, and then they turn back and turn their life back to doing what they once did, you know, because, you know, the devil come and look and see that you ain't invited, you know, you ain't feeding your spirit, and, you know, so you can't grow. So then the enemy come right back and talk to your mind. You start doing the same things you were doing before. But the Bible said when you give your life to the Lord and then you don't go all the way, you know, then you start seven more devils worse than the ones you had before. That's why you can see some people that you may have known, and you heard that they killed somebody, or you heard they, you know, got into drugs and, you know, and look bad and doing bad, and you'd be like, oh my God. But then you hear that they gave their life to the Lord, and then they turned it back on God, and seven more spirits worse than the ones you had, you know, come into you and possess you and take over your body. I mean, I was looking yesterday, and I saw an article with a young lady, a young black girl. She was driving, and she was driving too slow for this man, and the man just shot up the girl's car, just shot up her car. It was just her and her baby. She got shot in the foot. But I thank God, because when you look at that car and all those bullet holes that was in that girl's car and the glass shattering and everything, you would have thought that, you know, that her and her baby didn't make it. But thank God for his grace and mercy covering that young lady. I don't know who she is, but God knew who she is. And I thank God for keeping her, whoever she is on today. You know, so, yeah, the devil here, get in people's mind, tell you take your life, take somebody else's life. You know, but if you saw thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal, maybe people would think differently. But when you take prayer out and you take the commandments out, you're bringing destruction in into your schoolhouse, into your home. When you don't receive the word of God, when you take Jesus out of everything, you can't get nothing but chaos and confusion. I get so stirred because I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He's been good to me. And he's been keeping me. He's been keeping my family. I thank him on today. I just want to be a light in the midst of darkness. That's what we're to be, salt and light in the earth. salt preserves to help keep somebody. And you know, to be a light to somebody, just somebody can see Christ in my life and say, you know, I want what she got. You know, and that's Jesus. He's keeping me. He's kept me. You know, nobody could keep me but him. Nobody is the mind regulator but him. He'll regulate your thought. He will. The word of God said he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Keep your mind on Jesus. Call on him. He promised he will hear and answer your call. I also saw yesterday where a young lady, there was an article where a young lady had she was praying, saying, God, if you real, send somebody to stand on top of their head right here in front of the store. And, you know, and this other young lady who did it said she was riding along the street and then she said something told her to go stand on top of her head in front of the store. And she was like, that's crazy. But you know what she did? She did it. And then the girl that had prayed and asked God, you know, to send somebody to stand on top of her head in front of the store, oh, my God, the girl said she gave her life to the Lord. I'm sure she did. Because that was a prayer that, you know, that seemed like was ridiculous. But it was real to her, and God did it. He proved himself. You need to look it up. But I'm telling you, God is an amazing God. When you ask him and talk to him, and he will hear and answer your prayer. On today, well, I just thank God. There's just so much that I could say, and I just want to make a difference. I pray I'm making a difference in somebody's life. Get your word. Get back to the Bible. It's not about tradition of men. It's about the word of God, the Bible. Get to your word. Get off your cell phone and get to the word of God. People ain't even picking up the Bible. They're picking up the cell phone now. And I went back because I heard years ago these different car accidents and stuff, and people were saying that the Bible was the only thing that was not even burnt up. And I went and found those articles again, and it showed the cars that were burnt up in the Bibles that they took out of the car, you know, and they was on the ground and didn't burn up. The word of God is going to stand, y'all. The word of God is going to stand. We're here. I'm going to start this morning here at Acts 19 and verse 1, talking about Paul at Ephesus. It said, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding a certain disciples, and he said to them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? In other words, have you received the Holy Ghost since you've been saved? And he said, and they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. So here it says at the beginning, it said it came to pass that while Apollos, he was a Jew, he was a Jewish Christian that had played an important role in Paul's life, and as did Barnabas and John and Mark and Silas. And Apollos had been taught through Priscilla and Aquila, and they taught him how to, you know, to be strong in the Lord, and how he gave his life to the Lord. So he had got saved. So, you know, Apollos was going around and he was, you know, correcting people. You know, when you get saved, you go around, you try to correct people and try to help them, and you strengthen, you know, people and try to encourage them that they need the Lord and stuff. So that's what Apollos was doing. He was one that had gave his life to the Lord, had been taught, like I said, through Priscilla and Aquila, and he was going around now ministering to others, you know, correcting them, encouraging them, and strengthening them, because that's what we're to do when we give our life to the Lord, is to strengthen one another. So when he heard Paul having passed through there, he wanted to know what the Holy Ghost was. So let's go to, let me explain to you about the Holy Ghost first. Let's go to John. I hope you got time to spend with me just a little bit. We just want to help you here at the Ready Church. Jesus is coming, y'all. Let's go to John chapter 16 and verse 28. It said, and I came forth from the Father and am come into the world again, and I leave the world and go to the Father. This is Jesus. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speak no proverb. He said, Now are we sure that thou knowest all these things, and need not that any man should ask thee? By this we believe that thou comest forth from God. Okay, we believe you came from Jesus. I mean, from God. You're a son of God. And then said, Jesus answered them, said, Do ye now believe? Because he had just told them. He said, I came from my Father. He said, I came forth from the Father. In verse 28, I came forth from my Father and am come unto the world. He came here. Jesus walked among the people just like we're doing. He set an example. He walked among them. He healed people, and he set people free, and he opened blinded eyes, and he healed the deaf man that could not hear, and you know, the lame man that could not walk. And you know the story. So he was saying, he said, look, I came from my Father, and I came into the world again. And he said, and I leave the world, and I'm going to my Father. He said, look, and I did my work here, and I'm getting ready to go back to my Father. Okay? He said, and behold, the hour cometh, yet is now come, that ye shall be scattered. He said, look, y'all going to be scattered everywhere, every man in his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. He said, and these things I have spoken unto you, that is in me, ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So he's saying, look, I don't set an example for you. I'm going to leave. I'm going away and prepare a place for you. You know, he said, I'm going away. He's going away to his Father. And he went away and he left, you know, as we know. And he said, but look, peace he's going to leave with us. And he's Jesus give you peace that surpasses your own understanding. I'm telling you, he gave me peace that surpasses my own understanding. Sometimes I don't see how I made it. And I could not have made it without the Lord on my side. I think back. I lost my mother. Oh, she was my friend. I'm talking about, I mean, me and my mother, we did everything together, you know. And I just thank God. We worshiped the Lord together. We was in the house of God together. We prayed together, read the word together. I'm telling you, I thank God for my mother, you know, when she was in my life, and I thank God, and I thank God for my husband. He was a man of God, and he preached the word of God, and he lived the word of God, and I thank God for that. You know, and then my father passed, and I tried to minister life to him, and I prayed that I got through to him. He prayed every day, all through the day, calling on the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for the people he placed in my life, but he's a mind regulator. He has kept my mind. You know, sometimes I still cry about, you know, them not being here sometimes, you know, but God still give me that peace that surpasses my own understanding, y'all. I'm telling you, God is a good God. Yes, he is. He set the comforter to give me peace. And that's the only way I can make it. That's the only way I can take it, you know, is with Christ. You know, let's go to John 17 and verse 1-3. It said, and these words spake Jesus, and lift up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify the Son, that the Son also may be glorified thee, may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he has given eternal life to many, as thou hast given him. And this is the life eternal. God, Jesus came to give us life. Eternal life. The word of God said that the devil comes, and John 10:10 said the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life, and that life more abundantly. And it's telling us right here, life eternal, eternal, with no end, y'all. It said that we might know he's the only true God. He's the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. He sent. He sent him into the earth. He said, and I glorify thee on earth. And I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. So Jesus said, look, I'm finished my work here. He said, I'm going away and I'm prepared a place for you. I'm coming again, though. He's coming to receive us, y'all. That's why he went to heaven. So, you know, he said, let's go to John 14. Thank you, Jesus. John 14. It says, John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Y'all mansion. Y'all worried about a house here? He said, look, he said, in my Father's house, which is in heaven, there's a many mansions, God. He got a house for you. You might not have a house here. You might have landlord here. But honey, he building you a house, a mansion. It said, if he go not away, he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He's going to prepare a place for us. Heaven is not right here. Well, I heard Jake say, our heaven is here on earth. No, that's not what the Word of God said. Let's stick with the Bible. Let's stick with the Word of God. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, which is heaven, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. Hey, oh, y'all, I'm telling you, my God's getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Let's go over to verse 6. It said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way. He said, I am the way. I'm the truth. And I'm life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He said, you ain't get in no other way. I know these preachers today talking about there are many ways and Jesus not the only way and all that. We're going to stick with the Bible, the Word of God. You just read it. You just heard it. He said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way. So Buddha's not the way. Snake worship not the way. Muhammad, not the way. The Word of God just said, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No man, I don't care if it's Jake's, I don't care how these philosophers and all these men thoughts and all this stuff, and Joel and Creflo and Kenneth Copeland, all these men of the earth that's trying to take over and trying to change God's word and trying to lead you away and astray from the Word of God. The Word of God says that I am the way. Jesus is the way. He is the way over 2,000 years ago. He's the way today. He's still the same. The Word of God said he changed not. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I'm the life. He said, I'm the same today, today, yesterday, and forevermore. Forevermore means eternally, y'all, eternally. He is the way. So we want to bust up all this stuff that the devil's trying to use to take people away from truth, to take people away from the Word of God so that you won't know truth. And if you don't know truth, you will entertain a lie. So we want you to get back to the Bible. It's not about tradition with these men, with these mitre rings and these fish hats and these canes and these robes. It ain't about all that. And you didn't wear them 20 and 30 years ago. Now y'all putting on all this tradition and rituals and rings and all this stuff. No, it's about people's souls. People need to be saved, and you leading them astray. What it is a sign that who you working for is Satan, the devil. That's what it is. You know, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That's what that is. That's what that is. The Bible says in John, we're still in John. Let's go to John chapter, let's go down to the 10th verse in that same chapter. It said, believe thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. He said, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. He does the work. Jesus wants to live inside of you. You know, he will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He said, believe not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. We are one. Oh, yes. Jesus is the only one. He's the only way. He's the only way. He's the truth. He's life, y'all. That's what I'm trying to offer you today, life in Christ. The Bible says right here, it says in verse 11, it said, believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for this very word's sake. He said, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, all the works that I do, he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Yes, he said, and whosoever ye shall ask in my name, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I need my glasses, y'all, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, his name is Jesus, that I will do that, that the Father may be glorified in what? The Son. The Son is Jesus. It said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. What we must do, we should do it in the name of Jesus. Pray in the name of Jesus. You know, call on the name of Jesus. And see, there's power in the name of Jesus. That's why the devil don't want you to call on that name, because he know there's deliverance in that name. He know you're going to be set free in that name. But if they tell you there's many ways and many names and do whatever you want to do, then you'll never find Jesus. It's to take you away and lead you astray. These people that got these money gods that was hired to take you away from the word of God. But it's important that you read the word of God for yourself. Get the Bible. It's not about tradition. It's about the Bible. It's important what you believe. It's important what you believe. See the signs. I'll point you to Jesus. See the signs. The Bible says in verse 15, if ye love me, keep my commandments. See, the devil knew that. That's why he wanted to take the commandments out of the house, out of the court system, out of your house. He said, if you love me, because see, if you love Jesus, you won't keep his commandments. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, and you love, honor your mother and father. You're going to do all that when you keep his commandments. He said, look, and I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comforter that he may abide in you. That's living in you. He will live in you. Even the spirit of truth, the truth. Jesus is the truth. That's why he wants you to know that the devil don't want you to know about Jesus, because he's the truth. He said, even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither know of him. See, sinners don't know him. And that's why we're here to try to lead you as a sinner to Christ, because the Bible says you don't know him. So if you don't know him, and if you don't receive him, you won't know him. You know, it's like me trying to give you a gift, and you say you already got it, I don't need it, and all that stuff. No, the word of God said that even the spirit of truth from the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither do it know him. That's why we here at the Ready Church trying to help you as a sinner to get saved, because you don't know him. You know of him, you heard about him, but you don't have a personal relationship with him. That makes a difference. It's just like me saying, I know my neighbor that I never talked to, I've never been in their house, I know nothing about them, but I see them. It's a difference in seeing somebody and knowing them. And that's what this word is saying. It says, for he dwelleth with you, and he shall be in you when you receive him. It said, and I will not leave you comfortless. He won't leave you hopeless. He said, I will come unto you, yet for a little while in the world, see me no more. It said, see me no more, but I will live, and ye shall live also in Christ. When you invite Christ in you, he will live in you. He will be the light in you that will shine in the midst of darkness. Yes. He said, at the day that ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, I in you, he that has my commandments and keep them, he said, let's keep his commandments, y'all. He that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall love the Father, and I will love him, and he will manifest himself in him. And then it said, Judah said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto me, to us, and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said to him, if a man loves me, he will what? Keep my word. Come on, y'all, keep his word. And my Father will love him. Jesus said his Father, Father God will love you if you keep his word, and will come in unto you and make an abode in you. He'll live in you. And he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings and my word. If you don't love God, you ain't going to keep his word. You ain't going to keep his saying. You ain't going to do the right thing. You're going to do whatever you want to do. He said, what you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. He said, look, this is my Father that sent me to tell you these words. He said, these things I have spoken unto you, yet being yet present with you. He said, but look, verse 26, he said, but the Comforter. This is what I'm trying to tell you. This is what Apollos was seeking after they told Paul, look, we ain't even heard of the Holy Ghost. It said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, which is his name is Jesus, he shall teach you all things. That's how I'm able to stand. He's teaching me. He will teach you all things. And the Bible said, and bring all things to your remembrance. He's bringing everything to my remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you, you can trust God's word. He promised me if I live right, heaven belongs to me. I'm looking for it. Yes. He said, peace I leave with you. He's the one that gave me peace in the midst of every storm, y'all. He said, peace I leave with you. Peace, my peace, I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. The world can't give you this. The world can't give it, and the world can't take it away. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The joy, this peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. God gave it to me. Jesus gave it to me. And he said, and let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We got to keep trusting God's word, y'all. Just keep trusting God's word. Just keep standing on God's word. I'm just trying to help you to understand, what the purpose of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost is. Yeah, it's a comforter, y'all. It's a foundation. You got to have your foundation built on Christ, on Jesus. See, when it's built on Jesus, I don't care what nobody else come and tell you, they can't move you. You know, the word of God said, I marvel that you soon been removed from what you believe. Oh, no. When you've been built on a foundational truth, God's word, I don't care what nobody say, you're going to stand. You're going to stand on Christ, the solid rock. He's a solid foundation. He's your truth. That's why I say it's important what you believe. You got to believe that he came. He died and he rose again for you and I. Oh, yes, and he's coming back. He's going away to prepare a place for you, which is in heaven. Oh, yes, and the devil know he ain't going. Hell was made for him, meant for him. And the Bible saying in Isaiah that, look, hell has enlarged itself. It done made room for everybody else that don't want to make it in heaven. Don't be deceived. Don't you be deceived. As I play every week, don't be deceived. The devil is out to devour you, out to destroy you. He's out to lie to you and deceive you. Two more verses here before I get back to Paul. I just want to explain to you the importance of the Holy Spirit, y'all. I mean, you write these verses down. This I had John 16, chapter 16, and verses 28 through 33. John 17, 1 through 3. John 15, 18 through 27. John 14, 15 and 28. John 14, 6, 10, and 12. And now we're going to read Acts 1. It's important. The devil don't want you to know the word of God. Because the word of God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. For the things you don't know, the devil used and to just destroy you. Just like, the Bible said, a man that said there is no God. Oh, he said a fool. He called you a fool. A fool has said in his heart there is no God. Don't be a fool. Don't you be a fool. You better believe God. Ain't no man here, none of these preachers that y'all loving and worshiping made of heaven or earth, made of flowers, trees, and bees, and birds. But y'all worshiping. Y'all lift them up more than you do Jesus, the one that created you, the one that made you from your mother's womb, not from an ape. And not from the Big Bang. Boom, and he will hear. Oh, no. But out of your mother's womb. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1 and 5, he said, I formed you, and even, he said, I knew you, and I formed you even, I knew you even before I formed you in your mother's womb. The devil's a liar, trying to twist my tongue, but the devil is a liar. Yeah.
Jesus knew you even before he formed you in your mother's belly, out of in her womb.
Oh, yes.
And Acts 1 and verse, Acts 1 verse 5 says, for John truly baptized, this is going to explain more of the chapter that I'm getting ready to read to you. It said, and for John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence, meaning to come. Now, see, John baptized them. People gave their life to the Lord, and they were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you know, and they were saved, and you go down, and, you know, it's a sign of bearing the old you, and then you get up and walking in the newness of life. And then right here in verse 8, it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's what's keeping me, y'all. The Holy Ghost power. When you get saved, you need to go a little further. Did you hear Paul was trying to explain to Apollos, you know, say, I know y'all saved, but have y'all received the Holy Ghost? Here it says, but ye shall receive power. That's where your power comes. To overcome the stuff that the devil come talk to your mind, and you feel like there's no hope, and, you know, you confused and, you know, disarray. But when you get your life to God and you ask him to fill you with the Holy Ghost, he said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come unto you, and ye shall be what? Witnesses unto me. It helped you to be a witness, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Everywhere you go, you'll be able to declare and be a witness for the Lord, you know? And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up. Jesus was taken up. Taken up where? In a cloud. And the cloud received him out of our sight. That's why I say he's going away, but he's coming again. He ascended. He ascended, but he's going to descend on the earth. He's coming back, y'all. And we won't be that ready church when he comes. He said he's coming back. This is not your heaven right here on earth, like T.D. Jackson, I'm saying now. Yeah, because they doing whatever they want to do. They dancing, humping, crumping, bumping, drinking, doing it all. You know, so this is their heaven right here on earth. But I'm going to tell you, oh, no, this ain't the final say. The Bible say after this, then judgment. So everybody that's falling down, because hell has enlarged itself, even causing your children to pass through the fire, even got your children going astray and away from God. Oh, my God. Well, let's get back to the Word of God. I mean, we ain't left the Word of God, but let's get back to what I'm trying to explain to you here with Paul. Paul went and his faith, he was a faithful man. He stood. I mean, Paul was whooping, beaten, and oh, my God. Oh, my God. And some people in other countries right now, you know, can't even call on the name of Jesus. We are so blessed. And you won't even call them. You won't even receive them. Why, you got a chance. The Bible said, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Simon's certain disciples, which was, you know, Apollos and them. And he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? Now that we know what the Holy Ghost is, the Bible say, you know, he will send, the Holy Ghost is our comforter. It will lead us and guide us into all truth. We'll know the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, you know. What is stuff that started in the Garden of Eden from them disobeying God. Now you will know the difference. You know, you wouldn't be changing your belief now. You keep believing that God is who he said he is, and Jesus will save your soul, and he will heal your body and make you whole. It said, and it came, and he has received the Holy Ghost since he believed, and said, and they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be a Holy Ghost. And so they were saved, but it hadn't been filled. And he said unto them, then were ye baptized? Where were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. And I just got through reading that to you. Yeah, John said, one coming greater than I, which is Jesus. And said, then said Paul, John, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. So they were saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him. That is on Christ Jesus. So who are we supposed to believe on? Jesus Christ, on Christ Jesus. Here's the word right here in front of you. It's not in many ways. We're supposed to believe on Jesus Christ. John baptized, but he said Jesus was coming, and he came. It said, and when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And when Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they began to speak in tongues and prophesy. These men, you hear people talking about they got the Holy Ghost, and they, I mean, it's not a language. The Bible says it's a language. They began to speak in tongues and prophesy, and all the men were about 12. It was like 12 men, people in there. And it said, and he went into the synagogue, which was the church, the temple, and spake boldly, boldly. He wasn't afraid. For a space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. That's what the men of God are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be preaching the word of God, telling people that God will save you, he will heal you, he will deliver you, he will set you free, he'll keep you free. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. Everything you need, God is. And that's what Paul was doing. He was preaching the kingdom of God, concerning the kingdom of God. And we as preachers, and I mean we as witnesses, because I'm not a pastor, but we as ministers, we're supposed to be preaching the word of God, witnessing the word of God to people so they can be saved from their sin. It says, but when divers, meaning many, were heartened, and believe not. People got upset because, see, Paul was trying to declare, you know, the word of God and the kingdom of God and the Jesus, you know, save, heal, and set you free and open your blinded eyes and unstop your deaf ears. And I can just imagine what Paul was just, you know, just preaching the word of God. It said, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude. He departed from them and separated, and the disciples disputing daily in the schools of Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years. See, Paul was there. He was trying to preach, you know, about Jesus, and the people, you know, there was many was hardened and didn't believe. And that's right today. There are many people we try to tell and try to warn them, tell them Jesus save, and Jesus want to heal your body, and Jesus want to save your soul, and Jesus want to make you whole. And people don't believe it, even today. And Jesus walking among these people, and they saw him in action, and they didn't believe. So, you know, sometimes people don't believe us, but you don't stop. You got to keep on preaching because somebody's going to hear. Somebody's going to believe. It says, and this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all that they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, both the Jews and the Greeks. The people, you know, believing Greek philosophers and, you know, and other gods and many gods and all that stuff. It said, and God wrought special miracles at the hands of who? Of Paul. Paul kept preaching the truth. Paul was a faithful man. He believed God, and he stood on what he believed. It says so that from his body was brought unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons. Oh, my God, he was so anointed. He believed God, you know, and God's presence was all over him. And it's saying the disease departed from them. Oh, hallelujah. Can't you feel it right now? Say the diseases departed. They left. You don't hear that? You don't hear that now? All you hear is everybody in church just jumping. Everybody just dancing, dancing, dancing. That's all you see on YouTube. They just dancing, dancing, dancing. Ain't nobody being saved. Ain't nobody being delivered. Ain't nobody being healed. Ain't nobody being set free. Blind eyes ain't being opened. Deaf ears ain't being unstopped. All you see is dancing. Oh, just dance, 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 dance. But here it said diseases. People with head cancer. People that probably had diabetes and all these different diseases. The lame was walking, beginning to walk and stuff, and demons, demonic spirits, people that were suicidal and felt like they couldn't, there was no hope, and, you know, felt like they wanted to take their lives and take other people's lives. But the Bible said the spirit, these evil spirits that were possessing these people went out of them. They left them. That's what we're supposed to be preaching about. Jesus will save you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free from that alcohol spirit. He'll set you free from that drug addiction. He'll set you free from that sex addiction. He will set you free on today. Oh, yes. He's still here. The Holy Spirit is still in the earth today. It will lead you and guide you into all truth to all those that would receive the word of God. Oh, yes. It said, and then certain of the vagabond Jews, these was Jewish exorcists, took upon them to call over them, which they had evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by the Jesus in whom Paul preached. See these Jews here, they were practicing like rituals, you know, in order to cast out demons and devils and stuff. So they seen Paul, and they saw all the changes that were taking place in people's lives, and they were being healed and set free and delivered and calling on the name of Jesus. So they said, oh, okay. And verse 14 said, and there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew and a chief of the priests whom did so, and the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know. Look, say, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. Here they go. They were trying to do what they saw Paul do. And then say, look, and the spirit, those evil spirits, there was them, these, and these people began to speak out and say, look, Paul, it says, my eyes going to run together here, said, and the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know. Come on now. Paul, I know. Come on. But who are you? Who are you? This is me. Y'all ain't got no power. Y'all doing rituals. You using all these different, they call it black magic, white magic, all those other devil. No. He said, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know. But who are you? You have no right. You have no authority to use the name of Jesus. And so, and the man in whom the evil spirits were leaping on them and overtaking them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. So these people started running out of there. They were naked when them demonic spirits was all over them, because they had no right. They had no right to use the name of Jesus. And Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know. But you better have Christ in your life. You can't use the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. It's and a man in the whom the evil spirit leaped over them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled or they ran out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known of all the Jews, and the Greeks also dwell at Ephesus, and fear fell on all of them, and the name of Jesus was magnified. So even the people, just like today, we're hearing these people that, you know, had gotten hooked up into different sororities and, you know, and fraternities and stuff like that. But now they denouncing it. You know, they realize that they was praying to different gods and, you know, not the one true God, you know. And now here, they said the Jews and the Greeks, they heard it. They heard it. And fear fell on them. Fear in a good way. Fear fell on them that they wanted to receive Christ. And they said, and in the name of Jesus was magnified. Jesus' name was magnified. We want Jesus' name to be magnified. We want Jesus' name to be glorified. We want Jesus' name. The name of Jesus. Power in that name. Deliverance in that name. Peace in that name. Whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the name of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus. And verse 18 said, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. It said, many of them also which used curious arts. It said, many who used curious arts were using black magic and, you know, witches and warlocks and all that. It said, many of them also, they used these curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men. So they didn't take their books that they were using witchcraft and all that stuff to the pawn shop. They didn't gather their stuff and say, well, we're going to get to somebody else that ain't saved. No, they said they brought them books and they brought their curious art and they burnt them right there. They destroyed them right there. It said, and they counted the price of them and found it was 50,000 pieces of silver. Oh, my God, it was a lot of silver. It said, so mightily great, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. So, they were just telling people, just like these people just denouncing the fraternities and Masons and all that stuff. Oh, they know the truth now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And we're supposed to be doing just like Paul today, preaching the gospel, telling people to come out and come out of your sin, come out of whatever you're in that the devil is holding you and folding you in. Come on out. Maybe your mama not saved. Maybe the daddy not saved. God is dealing with you that you get saved, that you can minister to them, that you can help your family. Nobody want to see their family lost. I don't want to see my family lost. I don't want to see my children lost. I don't want to see my brother and sister, niece and nephew and relatives lost. Oh, my God. When you get the good news, you want to share the good news. Jesus is the good news, and people are not preaching the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ to make you save and to make you whole. Oh, yes. No, they ain't preaching the gospel. The Bible said, and after these things were ended, Paul proposed that the Spirit, which he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go into Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must go also to Rome. He didn't stop right there. He was just going from town to town. And so he sent into Macedonia two of them to minister to them. As I said, there were many of them. And said he sent Timothy and a Euryalus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. He kept staying there, but he sent other ones out. That's what it's all about. He sent other ones out to minister to them. It said, and at the same time, there arose no small stir about the way. It said, many people, because it was a riot, you know, because the people were hearing truth, and the ones that didn't want to hear it, they were getting routed up. There was a riot. We see riots even now when people be getting killed and stuff, and they feel like it's dishonest and stuff, and you see riots, and then they get to shooting and killing and fighting, and oh, my God. But he said it became a riot because, you know, people were being saved, set free in the living. People were, they were losing money, those wizards and warlocks and all that started losing money because, you know, Paul was in town and people were being set free. You know, without money, they won't pay for this, honey. You don't have to pay for this. Jesus will set you free. Oh, yes, and keep you free. Oh, yes. And then it said, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, these Greek gods, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, meaning these false gods and stuff that they were lifting up and making and all that stuff. It said, whom he called together with the workmen of like occupation, call them all, and said, sir, we know that by this craft we have our wealth. See, look, this is how we were making our money. And then y'all come, you don't came in here and stirred these people that, you know, they ain't giving to us. You know, they running after Paul, and they being set free and delivered. They not bound up and yoked up and tied up, and they're not serving these other guys. And oh, my God, he brought a stirring, and he brought a deliverance into the city. It said, moreover, ye see and hear, and not alone in Ephesus, but almost throughout all ages. Say, oh, boy, everybody was hearing about Paul talking about Jesus, the name of Jesus. People don't want to hear about the name of Jesus. They know it's something about the name of Jesus. They know it's deliverance in the name of Jesus. They know that you're going to walk right. You're going to live right. You're going to think right. You're going to start doing right, and the devil don't want you to do that. But it said, and this Paul has persecuted and turned away much people. This Paul has persuaded, sorry, and turned away much people. Those people were mad, you know, because they worshiped, they were making shrines of Diana, you know, the great Diana, these Greek gods and stuff. So these people were mad that they were losing their money. You know, Paul was making them lose money and stuff. He's persuading and turning away these people, mind away from these Greek gods until to the true God. and that's Jesus Christ. It says, saying that there is no God which are made by hand. So, you know, Paul was saying, no, y'all serving the wrong one, because y'all serving these ones with these gods and these men and them made with the hands, these shrines and Diana, these craftsmen, you know, and stuff, these businessmen. And then it says, so that they only, it says, so that, verse 27, so let me slow down, so that not only this our craft is in danger, we losing money, y'all, to be set to naught, and to naught, we ain't making nothing, but also the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised. See, Paul was telling them not to put their trust in these shrines and these gods and, you know, and all this stuff that, you know, these artifacts and all this stuff that people be worshiping and bowing down to. And even when they have these stellars of war and they stand there holding these trophies and stuff, these your gods. These are gods made by man's hand. You worshiping that instead of the true and living God. Y'all just place it on the mantle. And, you know, and, oh, look what I got. Look at my trophy. I won. And, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. But God turned on all this stuff, all these things you worshiping. You better worship the true and living God. Keep your mind on Jesus. You don't worship things. Everything going down but the word of God. Everything, your house, your car, you, everything going down but the word of God. You're going to need the word of God when you stand before the just God and give an account of everything you done here. You can't take nothing. You came here with nothing. You're going to leave with nothing. But here, they was worshiping, like, you know, like T.D. Jakes and all these. People worship them. They, oh, the great Jakes. And, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I would not want to be in their place for nothing. That people worshiping you and lifting you up, and you ain't got a heaven or hell to put them in, and you had to, you go to bathroom just like them, you got to die just like them. You can't save yourself. Oh my God! If you could get people to just see what you believe, see in whom you believe, see what you believe in this last hour. Put your trust in God, the true and living God. The one that made you, the one that's keeping you, the one that's taking care of you. Oh, yes. It said, and there was about the temple, the great goddess Diana should be despised, and her magnified magnificence should be destroyed. It's just what Paul was telling them. Don't put your trust in this stuff, even in different areas. You know, you got people, you got Neptune, and you got the mermaids and all these things that men are made by their hands, and people worship these things. And these are gods. These are Greek gods. Oh, my God. It's saying whom all Asia and the world worship. These people worship stuff. They be celebrating Harvest Fest, and it's a mess. And, oh, my God, oh, it's just so much going on in this wicked, evil world. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Y'all worshiping each other, worshiping things. Worship Jesus, the one that died for you, the one that set you free, the one that healed your body when you were sick and you couldn't heal yourself. The one that you was in trouble, and he was a lawyer for you. Oh, my God. The doctor in the sick room for you. Oh, my God. Then it said, and when they heard these sayings, and they were full of wrath, they were angry, they were mad, and crying out, saying, great is Diana of the Ephesians. Oh, trying to overpower Paul with the name of Jesus. And it said, and the whole city was filled with confusion. See, truth. And unrighteousness brings nothing but confusion and chaos because people don't want the truth. They don't want the truth. And the truth is Jesus is the way. But they want to bring in and make a confusion. And having cast Gaius and Arrechius, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rush with one accord into the theater. They rush running behind him. And when Paul would have entered in to the people, the disciples suffered him not. When he let him in, it said, and a certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into he ventured himself into the theaters. Don't come in here. And some therefore crying one thing, and some crying, and some another. And for the assembly was confused. And the more part knew not wherefore they were coming together. And they grew, and they drew Alexander out of the multitude, and the Jews pulling Alexander, and Alexander beckoning with the hand, and would have made him defense unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice, about the space of 2 hours, crying out, "Great is the Diana of Ephesus, of Ephesus." And when the town clerk had appeased or trying to die down, and the people said, "Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how the city of Ephesians is, and a worshiper of goddess Diana, and the image, and fell down from Jupiter?" And seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, see, they were mad. They were really mad because, you know, all the Greek gods and the god of Diana that they worship, they was really hot. They losing money, and people's mind is turning the hearts to God. Oh, they were so upset. It said, "Ye ought to be quiet." See, they were mad. Say, ye ought to be quiet and do nothing rarely, for they brought hither these men which are neither robbers of churches nor a blasphemer of your God. See, pardon me, ain't talking against y'all. It's the word of God that was speaking and making a difference. But they were so hot. Oh, yes. It said, "Wherefore is Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with him having a matter against any man? The law is open." Say, look, we can take this to court. We're going to take this to court. And we can bring the man before justice. And say, "And there are deputies, let them please one another. But if ye inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly," in the courthouse, except for we are in danger to call in questions for these days uproar, there being no cause, thereby we may be given account of this concourse. And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly. He closed the assembly. Paul was busting up stuff. I'm telling you, because he was having people to put their faith in God, in the true and living God, to keep and where to keep their faith at, in God. Oh my God, I tell you, God is a good God. Yes, He is. We here at the Red Church just want to help you. Yes, we here at the Red Church just want to draw you to Jesus. Want to point you to Jesus. I'll point you to Jesus. He's still a healer today. He's still a deliverer today. All this stuff is in God's house is not him. It's displeasing to him. I know he feel like in Revelation, I know he feel like in Genesis 6 and 5. Let me read that right quick. Oh, my God. Like I said, I'm not no preacher, but I love the Lord, and I want to point you to Jesus, because we're running out of time. Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for a ready church without spine and wrinkles in our lives. But we got so much itching ear going on. People just want to hear what they want to hear, because they want to do what they want to do. Anything without God. That's what they want. The word of God says here in 6 and verse 5. This is how it says 6 and 5. Oh, yeah, 6 and 6. Well, 6 and 5. "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth." Ain't it great, y'all? "And every imagination of their thoughts in their hearts was evil continuously." Don't you see it, y'all? And the Bible saying it repented the Lord that he had even made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And I know he feels that way today, y'all. I know he feels that way today because I feel that way myself. Yes. I feel that way today. Oh, grieved in my heart by all the stuff that you see. Oh, sinner man, Where are you going to run? Oh, my God. Run to Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. The Bible is saying you shall be saved. He will save you right where you are right now. Try Jesus. Try everything else. But you ain't gave Jesus a chance. Give him a try. Oh, your life will never be the same. I'm going to tell you, your life will never be the same. You listening to somebody right now? Used to smoke, drink, and ran men. Just, oh, yes. Yes. But he saved me. Born in sin, but been born again. Done some things, said some things. Oh, yes. But I've been born again. And he will save you today. He will deliver you today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word on today. God, it's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. God, we pray for the listeners today. God, we pray that you will break down every stronghold, everything that's not like you, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over their minds today, that they will run and say, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? Oh, God, I pray that you use me in this last hour to make a difference in people's lives, God. I pray in the name of Jesus for unstable mind and possessed bodies today. We pray that you set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. You said whatever we do, do it in the name of Jesus. If they will call on the name of Jesus, you will save them, make them whole on today, God, through the word of God. We pray, oh, God, that Leah will get rid of tradition and listen to your word, oh, God, the Bible. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Just said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.